Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hi, everybody. This is Lance Glynn, producer for the College Football Daily and 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast. Five-star quarterback commit Malachi Nelson joined national recruiting analyst Greg Biggins from the Elite 11 Finals in California. They discuss his recruitment, the goals at the competition, and who he's trying to bring with him to USC. I hope you enjoy.
It's Greg Biggins, 24/7 Sports. This is Malachi Nelson, USC commit, Los Alamitos High School. Malachi, how you doing? Feeling good?
Doing well. Feeling amazing. Yes, sir.
So let's talk Elite 11 for a second. Obviously, this has been a goal of yours for a while, but how long have you been wanting to be a part of this fraternity?
Yeah, man, I mean, I've seen from the outside, you know, a lot of good guys come through here, and I mean, elite guys that are, you know, doing great, big things in, you know, college and the NFL, and always been something I wanted to be a part of. And I mean, I remember going back to the regionals, Coach Brian and, you know, Coach Joey let me in when I was like an eighth grader, and, you know, just learning and, you know, waiting for my time where I could actually get picked. And, you know, it's my turn now, and I'm stoked to be here.
So obviously you're a competitive guy, right? There's 19 other quarterbacks. What is your goal at the end of this event? I mean, do you want to be that number one guy? Is that a big goal
for
you?
I mean, I've always been someone that wants to compete, and obviously this is the highest level where you can do that. And I'm super excited to be here. And I mean, I wouldn't say that's the main goal. I mean, obviously there's a lot of great coaches and, you know, stuff like that where I can, you know, I'm gonna be able to be a sponge and, you know, learn a lot of great things from these guys. And I'd say that's probably the biggest thing that I'm most excited for. You know, being here. But again, I'm a competitive guy, and I can't wait to compete and, you know, show that that I deserve to be at the top.
Okay, because you want to be the number one guy, right? I mean, there's Arch Manning, he's pretty good.
Yeah,
there's
he's
Nico.
Right.
there's a lot of good quarterbacks.
Sure.
This is probably the year of the quarterback, right?
For
there's
sure.
a lot of good ones, Dante, Jaden Rashada. Like, don't be humble. Like,
Do you
feel like you're the number one guy?
I do, 100%. And I think this is a great stage to prove that. And, you know, I really, truly believe in my skills and everything like that, where I think that, you know, I go and I learn and I be respectful and learn from these coaches, and I think everything will fall into place,
okay.
Honestly. And, you know, I trust my skill set and stuff like that to, you know, to roll.
I like that. Hey, let's talk USC football for a second. You took your official trip last week, or was that 2 weeks ago?
It was last weekend, yeah.
So, I mean, there's crazy buzz, right? They're saying that might have been one of the most biggest USC official visit weekends in the last 20 years. 30 guys there from all over the country, Lincoln Riley's house, partying. What was that visit like for you? And from a recruiting standpoint, you have your recruiting hat on as the quarterback already committed in there. How are you feeling about this class, and how good can this class be when it's all said and done?
I was stoked to be up there. I mean, obviously, I've been up there a lot, and, you know, I mean, Coach Riley have listed some guys, you know, that we got to try and, you know, recruit, but to finally meet these guys, shake their hands, you know, show them around LA, I mean, it's hard for these guys to say, no, I don't want to go here, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, when we were back at, you know, at Oklahoma, it's a little bit more difficult to get guys to come to Norman, and we had started building a class there, so, I mean, when he made the move, and, you know, I made the move, and we started building this class, I mean, we got a solid shell around now that, you know, we can start recruiting and, you know, like you said, put the recruiting hats on and, you know, start building this class, you know, here in LA.
Just for the fun of it, give me one guy. One guy who's not committed yet, who you think,
man.
You know, I'm putting you on the spot.
I got a list of guys.
So when it happens, I can say, hey, you know what, Malachi called that one.
All
who's
right.
a non-committed guy you feel pretty good about will be in the Trojans recruiting class 2023?
All right, I'm going to say Deuce Robinson.
Deuce, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to say Deuce Robinson.
Feel good about Deuce?
I got a couple. Yeah, I feel really, really good. He was up there at the official visit. Same with Francis was up there.
Francis Maui Goa.
Yeah, big.
July 4th is Francis.
Yeah.
announcement. You want to give us a little preview?
I'm gonna stay quiet. We're gonna do our thing. But those are two guys that are obviously really, really, really good at football. So we want those guys. I mean, but I don't want to. There's a list of guys. There's a list of guys. I can go on and on about the guys that we want, and we need, and guys that are silent right now. So okay. We're gonna keep building this class, and we're gonna be ready to roll.
Big thanks to Malachi Nelson and Greg Biggins. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the College Football Daily and the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast. And make sure to keep it locked into 24/7 Sports for all the coverage and analysis of the Elite 11 finals. For Greg Biggins and Malachi Nelson, I am Lance Glynn. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.